In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
And this afternoon, I'd like to share with this topic, do not receive the grace of God in vain.
今天下午想与各位分享的题目是不要浪费神的恩典。
This one's in the 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
是在哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1, and here Paul said that.
好，哥林多后书第六章第一节，这里保罗说道。
And working together with him, we all urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain.
我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
I know, because we many times we mention that we receive the grace of God a lot.
我们常常提到得到很多主的恩典。
But sometimes the grace of God is it's great, even we cannot conceive, we cannot understand all that we receive from God.
有时候虽然我们并不能了解我们全部所有我们得到。的恩典有多么极大，但是我们知道我们得到很多。
Sometimes we understand ourselves as the flesh value that we can estimate that what we receive from God.
那有时候我们只能在用一个属肉体的这种观念来了解神的恩典。
But we have to always think about who give us our life to be meaningful and give us the value in our life.
可是我们也要常常思考是谁给我们生命以及生命的意义。
When you look at the $1 bill and the $100 bill, the materially is not much different.
我们如果看一张一块钱的钞票，还有一张一百元的钞票，它在物质上这两个没有什么很大的差别。
Both of them just a paper.
因为两张钞票都只是一张纸而已。
Yeah, materially, it's not much cost.
在物质上，他们这两张纸的成本差不多。
But once the Federal Reserve Board just printed, government printed, there's a $1 bill and a $100 bill, so they're making the very different.
但是因为政府在一张纸上印了一块钱或是印了一百块钱的这个数字，所以这两张纸的价值就不一样。
But when I show you a new $1 bill and then the squeeze it, the very $100 bill.That we choose the old $100 bill.
我如果给大家选择一张很新的一块钱的钞票，或是一个很旧的一百块的钞票，大家还是选择那个旧的一百块的钞票。
So life value is comes from God, not come from us.
同样的，生命的价值是从神而来，不是我们自己所定的。
We know that because our life they're given from.God, yet all the flesh, one day we have to face the death.
那虽然神给我们生命，但是有一天我们要面对死亡。
So not much of actually the physical of flesh ourselves is not much value.
那我们肉体的身体，我们的肉体其实上是没有什么价值的。
But when God is with us, then our life value is changed.
但是当神与我们同在的时候，我们生命的价值就有了改变。
And Solomon was a king, and he's a very powerful man, and he had everything.
所罗门是一个国王，他也是一个非常有权柄的人，他拥有一切。
But when God was with him,
但是神与他同在的时候
，his name is great.
他的名是极大的。
And also the God blessed him.
那神也祝福了他。
But when God depart from him,
但是神离开他的时候
，physically, nothing changed.
在肉体上并没有什么改变。
But yet he cannot find out the meaning of his life.
但是之后他就没有办法找到他生命的意义。
Every time he's seeking something to satisfy out of in this world.
他每次想要用世界上的东西满足自己的时候
end up he says it is vanity.
他都觉得是空虚的
because there's no such kind of meaning out of in this world.
因为事实上在世界上没有东西是有价值的。
So we know Ecclesiastes, the last chapter, he mentioned that.
所以，传道书最后一章他有提到这个。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13.
传道书十二章第十三节。
And he said the conclusion.
他说。这些事都已经听见了。
And 12:13, the conclusion when all has been heard is, fear God, keep His commandments, because this applies to every person.
总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
He understood it. End up, he have gone through his life.
他经过了生命的一切。
He compared when God was with him.
他就比较神与他同在的时候
When God was not with him,
还有神不与他同在的时候
He can see the difference.
他就看得到这个差别
So he made a conclusion of his life and end up what is a true wisdom means.
所以在他生命的末端他做了这个总结就是
Fear God and keep his commandment.
他的总意就是要敬畏神谨守他的诫命。
He received the wisdom from God exceedingly.
他从神得到相当大的智慧。
First King chapter 3 when God showed up to him.
在列王记上第三节第三章的时候神与他显现。
And when after he made a thousand the offering, burnt offering to God.
那就是当他对神做了一千个献祭之后
God showed up to him.
神就向他显现。
First King chapter 3 from verse 4.
列王记上第三章第四节开始。
And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there.For that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offering on that altar. Verse 5. And given the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. And God said, ask what you wish me to give you. Then here, the God showed up after he made a burnt offering. And then God showed up to him and asked,Ask what you wish me to give you.
在这里，所罗门在坛上献了一千头牲畜做献祭。那时候，神就向他显现，问他：“我愿赐给你什么？”
It's like a fairy tale story.
这好像是一个童话故事。
We always have a dream. Somebody or the mighty one came up to show up in our dream. So ask me the same question like this.
那我们常常也希望。有一个很伟大的一个很有能力的人在我们梦中显现，问我们想要得到什么。
There's some you know, the children's stories and they came out this kind of little what is it inside of the came out to the one ask you wish you have a three wish to be something like that.
所以在童话故事里面也有一些精灵会做这样的事情。
Yeah, so if God show up to him, ask what you wish me to give you.
那所以神向所罗门王显现，问所罗门王想要求什么。
At this time, God was with him, and Solomon within God.
这时候神与所罗门同在，所罗门也与神同在。
Once we find out the First King chapter 3 verse 6 here, Solomon now he asking to God.
那列王记上第三章第六节，这里所罗门就对神做了一个请求。
He says he doesn't have a wisdom on him.
他说到他觉得他自己没有智慧。
Verse 7 and 8.
第七节。
And now, Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king in place of my father David. Yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. Verse 8.
第八节。
And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people who cannot be numbered or counted.For multitude, verse 9. So give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of thine? Once you see these passages, we can find out the Solomon he himself within.
那这一段可以告诉我们所罗门他的心境是怎么样
？And when he requests to, this is asking to God.
这是他对神的一个请求。
Then from the verse 7 says, "Now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king in place of my people, my father David. Yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in."
第七节这里说，主我的神啊，如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫作王，但是我是幼童，不知道应当怎么出入。
But we can ask ourselves at this time, the Solomon is like then is dumb and numb, and this he himself.
那我们可以问问看。所罗门这时候他真的是这么无知吗
？He is smart enough at that time to he become a king of the nation.
他那时候有足够的智慧坐上王。
The worldly standard, he's enough, smart enough, he's intellectual, his mind enough to handle the whole nations actually.
以世界的眼光，他的确是有足够的智慧来做王，来统治整个国家。
But yet in his heart, in his mind, setting is this way: I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in.
但是他的心里。觉得自己是幼童，不知道应当怎么出入。
This one and asking God, I need your great help and to so that I can help these people.
换句话说，他跟神说，我需要你的帮忙，让我能够帮助你的百姓。
Because human point of view, no, there's many king out there. I think he's smarter than outside of the king.
用人的眼光来看。世界上有很多王，他比世界上很多王还要有智慧。
But yet in front of God,
但是在神面前
，He understands he's a little one.
他了解他只是一个小小的一个人。
So he can show his such kind of a humble humility.
所以他才能够谦卑下来。
So he willing to receive the grace of God.
他也愿意得到神的恩典。
I think yesterday we read book of Hebrew.
昨天我们有提到希伯来书。
Hebrew chapter 7 verse 7.
希伯来书第七章第七节。
Hebrew chapter 7 verse 7 says, Hebrew chapter 7 verse 7, but without any dispute, the lesser is blessed by the greater.
那希伯来书第七章第七节这里说，位分大的要给位分小的祝福。
When the person is ready to receive the blessing from God,
当一个人愿意接受神的恩典的时候
，the person's nature has to be the attitude has to be lesser.
这个人他必须谦卑下来做小的那一个。
So the blessing in coming down to that person.
所以这个祝福才能从上头下来。
When you look at the Abraham, when after he battled that against the you know.When he the victory out of which is out of the four kings when they take over the lots and all the Sodom and Gomorrah all the things bring up to the north and he 318 people go up and he take all this back to this the place.
我们想想看，亚伯拉罕与四王征战。把他们掳掠的这些罗德还有许多东西把它抢回来的时候
And at that time the king of Salem came out to bless Abraham
那时候撒冷王出来要祝福亚伯拉罕
At that time he willing to receive the blessing from God
那时候亚伯拉罕他愿意得到神的祝福
And he can be as a great victory because he led his people to make such a great victory
他刚刚打完了胜仗，带领他家里的人，得到一个非常大的胜利。
Still, he received the blessing from God.
但是他还是得到神的祝福。
Because he willing to he himself the lesser, so the greater can offer this wonderful blessing to Abraham.
因为他愿意谦卑下来，使比他大的祝福这个比他小，小的。
First King chapter 3 here.When God show up to him and then ask what you wish me to give it to you.
那回到列王记上这里，神问所罗门王要求什么的时候
，That times he shows his such great humility.
这时候所罗门显出他 的谦卑。
But we can ask ourselves when we can receive the blessing, or when we can receive the grace of God.
那我们也可以想想，我们是什么时候得到神的祝福呢
？When we have a humble heart.
就是我们谦卑下来的时候。
And continue look at the First Kings chapter 3 verse 8.
我们继续看列王记上第三章第八节。
And here, Solomon he mentioned that they say, "Thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen a great people who cannot be numbered or counted for multitude."
这里说仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多的不可胜数。
He can talk to God. It says, "I myself." But here says, "Your servant." He mentioned Solomon says.
其实上，所罗门可以称呼他自己为我，但是他这里只是说仆人，他把自己称为仆人。
We don't like that somebody control us. Actually,
我们。大家都不喜欢被别人控制。
That's a human nature.
这就是人的本性。
We don't like the somebody authority above us.
我们不希望有更大的比我们有权柄的人在我们头上。
Once he become a king of the nation, he's the one the top of authority.
那所罗门王他当王的时候，他就是整个社会中最大的一个，就是最大的一个人。
When he meet God,
但是他见神的时候
，He mentioned your servant.
他把自己讲为仆人。
He can when he talk to God, he can say my people. He can say that.
其实上，他跟神讲话的时候，他也可以说我的百姓。
But verse 8, when the Solomon when he addressed this one to he mentioned this to God, he mentioned that everything belongs to you.
但是第八节这里，所罗门很明显的提到，全部的都属于神。
So his mentality at the beginning when he became a king, he knew that everything belongs to God.
所以所罗门刚刚开始当王的时候，他的确是了解全部的一切都属于神。
So he requests that they request the wisdom of God.
所以他要求神给他智慧。
So God listened to his statement.
那神也听到了他的请求。
It pleased God.
那这个请求让神非常的高兴。
Well, that's because First King chapter 3 verse 10, this is what God's reaction is.
所以列王记上第三章第十节，这就是神的回应。
And it was pleasing in the sight of the Lord that Solomon had asked these things.
这里说所罗门因为求这事就蒙主喜悦。
In verse 11,
第十一节
and God said to him, "Because you have asked these things, and have not asked for yourself a long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself this discernment to understand justice." Verse 12,
第十二节
"Behold, I have done according to your words. Behold, I have given you a wise and a discerning heart, so that there has been no one like you before you, nor shall one like you arise after you." So here, it truly pleased God. So God pleased him. God gave a great grace upon to the Solomon.
因为神所罗门的请求蒙主的喜悦，所以神给他不但给他智慧，还给加添给他更多的恩典。
So the chapter 3 verse 13, this is the package of blessing became exceedingly rich himself, also give the wisdom upon to him, so that secured his kingdoms.
所以第十三节这里。神也给他富足尊荣，在他在世的日子，都有相当大的祝福。
Verse 14, last time said, "I will prolong your days if you continue to keep my commandment."
那第十四节这里也讲说，你若遵行我的道，谨守我的律例诫命，我必使你长寿。
We find out the chapter 3 on this passage, verse 15, we find out.Then Solomon awake from the dream.
那第十五节这里说，所罗门醒了，不料是个梦。
The we know because when we talk awake, we are being awake, then we can say all the right words we can choose to say.
那我们醒着的时候，我们可以选择我们所说的话，我们可以选择正确的回答。
But you have to remember, God met Solomon when he was in dream. But while he was sleeping.
但是神是在梦中与所罗门显现。
So you have to think about this because when we get in dream in our on the bed.
那我们躺在床上做梦的时候。
Your true nature actually coming out at that time.
那时候我们的本性就会显现出来。
Once we are in awake, we can hide ourselves.
因为我们醒着的时候，我们可以藏隐藏我们的本性。
We can choose, you know, beautiful words. We can choose the right word. We can choose, so we can say.
我们可以选择别人所要听的语言，正确的回答。
But we have to understand this one is when he was in dream.
但是这时候所罗门与神见面的时候是在梦中。
Actually, his true nature, he himself talked to God at that time.
所以他以最真实的本性与神沟通。
There's no such thing as guiles or faking or anything.
他没有办法隐藏自己。
So God pleased him when he himself talked to him the truth of the his humility and asking very precious one like wisdom.
所以所罗门与用最诚实的这个谦卑的心来向神请求的时候。就蒙主的喜悦。
And he ruled over the nation for 40 years.
那所罗门也带领这个国家带领了四十年。
In a sense, because he's exceedingly blessed by God.
这是因为他受到神相当大的祝福。
But later, his life is misled.
但是后来他的生命走偏了。
Instead of he continued trusting God, rely on God.
他并没有继续的依靠神。
Continued his life is misled by the worldly things and the idol.
但是他的生命是被世界所引诱。
Even God show up to him to warning him, yet he didn't listen to the God's warning.
神甚至向他显现要来提醒他，但是他没有听了，他没有听神的提醒。
End up, his country, his kingdom to be divided to.
所以后来他的国家列为两。
Because he do not faithful to God.
因为他没有对神忠心。
Actually, if he continued to faithful to God, actually this kingdom continue as remain as one. Actually.
他如果向神忠心的话，他的国就不会分成两份。
Such grace that he received only within his time to finish, no longer to be continued after the generation after.
那他的国度在他的接班人之下都没有办法治理的好。
And also his life after that he also end up to become a failure.
那他的生命后来也是成为失败的。
No, this is end up as this is as.Become very sad story actually.
那他的生命也最后成了一个悲剧。
He received the grace, he received the great blessing and the great grace received from God. Yet he doesn't know how to handle properly.
虽然所罗门从神得到相当大的恩典，但是他不知道怎么运用这个恩典。
Bible telling us this kind of stories.
那圣经中也有提到很多类似这样的故事。
From the beginning, when God created the world and God created a man and then brought them into the Garden of Eden.
那神刚开始创造这个世界，创造人类，带他们进到伊甸园的时候。
That's a human failure story.
这是一个人类失败的故事。
It's such a blessing and grace upon to them, yet they forsake God.
因为虽然人类得到这么大的恩典，但是他们还是遗弃了神。
So we as received the great blessing from God.
所以我们得到神极大恩典的时候。
And because of our come from our humble heart that we draw near to Him, so He choose us, bring us into His salvation.
这是因为我们谦卑下来，神拣选了我们，带领我们到他的救恩中。
We have to understand His grace is great.
我们必须了解神的恩典是极大的。
We should not follow the same mistake that the Israelites they made a mistake.
我们不要跟从以色列人 犯他们所犯的错。
The 40 years of journey in the wilderness, even they walking on the every day of miracle, every day of grace of God.
那以色列人在旷野中行走了40年，虽然每一天都经历了神的恩典。
But yet they do not recognize the grace of God.
但是他们没有办法了解这是神的恩典。
End up all they received the grace turn out to be in vain for them.
那所以他们所得的恩典都是白费的。
So we know because 600,000 they all vanished. They all the perished in the wilderness for 40 years.
那这六十万人他们都在沙漠在旷野中都在旷野中死去。
So we can always cherish the receive the blessing from God.
所以我们必须要好好的好好的享用神的恩典。
This is an example that when the book of Hebrew mentioned about the Jesus.
那希伯来书也有提到这个。
Let's turn to book of Hebrew chapter 12.
我们请翻开希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrew chapter 12 from verse 15.
希伯来书第十二章第十五节。
Hebrew chapter 12 from verse 15 to 17.
希伯来书第十二章十五到十七节。
And see to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness is springing up cause trouble, and by it many be defiled. 16.
第十六节。
That there be no immoral or godless person like Jesus.Who sold his own birthright for a single meal, 17. But you know that even afterwards when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought for with tears. And of Hebrews chapter 12 here, this passage mentioned about the example of Jesus.
这里希伯来书十二章这里提到了以扫的例子。
Esau do not cherish the what he received as a firstborn.
以扫他并没有把他长子的名分看为很重要。
We understand that when Isaac he says I want now it's time to bless his son.
我们知道以撒他要祝福他的儿子的时候。
I think it's because he's getting old, so he prepared for his.He's departing from this world. So before that, he wants to bless his two, bless his son, the first one.
他那时候年纪已经老迈，他将要离开这个世界上，所以他要祝福他的长子。
So he asked his son to go out. So they asked his son to bring the delicious dishes so that I can bless you.From all his heart.
所以他就叫以扫准备他喜欢吃的食物，所以他能够好好的祝福他。
At that time, he went out to the hunting. Went out to hunt the bring the animals to make him the dishes. But at that time, the Jacob came in and received the blessing.
那当以扫出去打猎寻找食物的时候，雅各就进来得到祝福。
Of course, we say this is not the right way he received the blessing.
当然，我们会说他这样得到祝福不是正确的方法。
But later on, when his the first one, the Esau came in.
但是后来以扫进来的时候
，Isaac get shocked.
以扫他那时候很吃惊。
Because all the blessing that he blessed, that one is not the first one, but the second one.
因为他所说的祝福全部临到他的二儿子，并不是给他的大儿子。
I'm sure it reminds that God's blessings.Should be gone to the second one.
那
because from the before they're born, actually, actually for God's the prophets actually came out.
但是这两个小孩子出生的之前，神就已经应许老二会得到全部的祝福。
At that time, he is asking for the, you can have a blessing for my portion, please. He actually asking for the blessing.
那时候，以扫他向他爸爸求任何的祝福。
But at that time, Isaac said, "There's no more blessing for you."
但是他的爸爸以撒就说，已经没有祝福留给你了。
The first one, the firstborn's first birth blessing already upon to your brother.
因为长子的祝福全部都临到你的弟弟上面。
So Esau cannot receive the spiritual blessing there.
所以以扫就没有办法再得到属灵上的祝福。
They end up their life also that according to that way to move.
那后来他们的生命也是因为这个祝福有了很大的改变。
Now after the Jacob was received the blessing from Isaac.
那当雅各得到他父亲的祝福之后
，He truly God was with him when he the run away from his brother because his brother trying to kill him.
那神就与他同在。那当他逃离他的兄弟的时候，神也与他同在。
He became empty-handed at that time.
他逃离的时候，他是两手空空的。
And he sleep alone on the in the Bethel.
那他也
on the way his uncle's place.
那他到他舅舅家之前，就自己在旷野中睡
着。At that time, on his dream, God showed up.
那在他的梦中，神也向他显现。
God blessed him.
那神也祝福了他。
God showed him the ladder from the rich to heaven and to the earth.
那神也让他看见一个梯子从地到天上。
And、he received the voice from God.
那他也听到神的声音。
I'll be with you.
就告诉他我会与你同
在。I will bring you back later.
我会让你回到家乡。
And so he received this blessing.
那他就得到了这个祝福。
And after 20 years his journey in his uncle's place, and he coming back.
那他在他舅舅家待了二十年之后，他也回到家。
And then the Bible says he become a rich man.
那圣经中提到他成了一个富有的人。
Because God blessed him.
因为神祝福他。
And then later on, before he crossed the Jabbok River, he prayed to God.
那当他要过河之前，他也再次向神祷告。
When in his the wrestle with the man of God, he asked one thing to the man of God.
那他与神人在摔跤的时候，他也向神求了一件事。
Unless you bless me, I do not let you go.
他说：“除非你祝福我，我不会放开你。”
So we have noticed that the Jacob has a desire of the God's blessing.
那这告诉我们，雅各他非常追求神的祝福。
A desire of the grace of God.
他非常追求神的恩典。
So the man of God gave him a great blessing.
所以神人也给他相当大的祝福。
But actually, as a physically, he taken away the old, his normal he himself because.The man of God hit his socket bone.
那这时神人也打到他的骨头。
So he became a crippled man from then on.
所以从那天开始，他变成一个瘸腿的人。
But man of God gave him the name. Your name, what is your name? Is he says Jacob, but no longer you named Jacob, but now from now your name to be called Israel.
但是从那次之后，他的名字也从雅各改成了以色列。
Because you.You are over victory with the man of God.
因为他与神人摔跤得了胜利。
So he become a victorious man.
那之后雅各就成为一个成功的人。
Maybe physically he lose a part of his life as he turned to be like a cripple himself.
在肉体上他变成一个瘸腿的人。
But God a spiritual blessing upon to him.
但是神加添他的属灵祝福。
Why let's continue his life and when he was in the land of Canaan led him to leave? God blessed him.
那之后雅各在迦南地的时候神使他有更多的祝福。
His life never that the grace of God in vain.
那神在他生命中的祝福从没有枉费。
His name is changed to be Israel.
那雅各的名字也改成了以色列。
It's a victorious name.
那这个以色列这个名字是一个胜利的名字。
This is the symbol that God blessed him.
那这象征神祝福他。
Now we live in this world.
那今天我们住在这个世界中。
Maybe because your life, my life, in a sense, they're part of like life to be like a cripple, you know, cripple ourselves.
有时候我们会觉得我们的生命好像是过着瘸子的生命。
Something we think of very precious in our life.
那我们想想看，我们生命中有什么是非常有价值的。
Maybe we lose these things because we exchange with a spiritual blessing.
说不定我们。因为要追求属灵的福分而失去了这个对我们有价值的东西。
We truly understand the grace of God.
但是我们如果真正的了解神的恩典
，It becomes a true blessing.
我们会发现这是一个祝福。
Just like Paul, when he had the thorn in his body.
就像保罗骨中有一颗刺。
He understand that my grace is sufficient for you.
但是保罗他也知道神的。 神的恩典是足够的。
So I think all the brothers and sisters, we are in the under the grace of God.
所以各位兄弟姐妹，我们是活在神的恩典中。
If we truly understand the grace of God,
我们如果真正了解神的恩典，
we never measuring the grace of God based on our physical life.
我们不会用我们属肉的生命来衡量神的恩典。
Actually, we can measuring based on the spiritual blessing.
我们会以属灵的方法来衡量神的恩典。
If we understand our status is very precious status.
我们也要了解我们的身份是很宝贵的。
We have to recognize. We have to realize that.
我们必须要要了解这个。
When Israelites was in the land of Egypt, their life as a slavery.
当以色列人活在埃及地的时候，他们是奴隶。
But when they get out of the Egypt, they cross the Red Sea, their life to be a free man.
但是他们一旦过了红海，他们就是自由的人。
But problem is that they do not recognize their status.
但是问题是他们并不了解自己的身份。
They always desire when they live with it, when there were time when they were in Egypt.
他们总是回想着他们在埃及的日子。
In their minds, thinking about the life when they belongs in this earth.
他们的心中就想着在世界上的生活而已。
But we also, because we don't understand the grace of God.
那有时候我们也不了解神的恩典。
Then always thinking is thinking of the of think as a thinking our structures always it belongs in this earth.
所以我们的思想永远是处在这个世界中。
So it's important that our mind structures to seeking things above.
所以对我们来讲，要思考神。或是天上的事，这是一个非常重要的一个观念。
So we understand His grace from there.
这样我们才能了解神的恩典。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
请翻开哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
From verse 1.
第一节开始。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
第一节到第四节。
If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. Verse 3.
第三节。
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Verse 4.
第四节。
When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.So once we're seeking things above,
所以我们如果思念上面的事,
then we can see our Christ sit at the right hand of God.
我们就可以知道有基督坐在神的右边。
Then our status not based on what we are now as a flesh.
那我们的身份就不只是肉体的身份。
But we find our status based on where we belongs to.
那我们的身份就在乎于我们属于哪里。
When we can see the God's glory,
我们就能看到神的荣
光。His glory to be my glory, actually.
我们就可以知道神的荣光就是我们的荣光。
Because we are become a children of God.
因为我们就成为了神的儿女。
So it is what the Apostle Peter he mentioned that we are chosen race and royal priesthood, and belongs to God.
那使徒彼得他也说我们是君尊的祭司，我们是属于神的。
So one, that's our status.
那这就是我们的身份。
This grace come from our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个恩典来自于我们的主耶稣。
Once we understand the grace of God.
那我们一旦了解神的恩典。
No matter what circumstance in this world, no matter what kind of challenge we are faced.
不管我们身处什么样的环境。有什么样的压力
？But we don't have to be impacted and great influenced by our circumstance in this world.
我们就不会被周围的事情所影响。
Well, because those who like the victorious, they live a victorious the believer's life, like Joseph and or Daniel's and his three friends. Always we bring up his example.
我们常常提到但以理，还有他三个朋友，还有约瑟这些成功属灵上成功人的例子。
Why they never fail? Why do not fail in their journey of in a Gentile land?
他们在属灵的生活上， 为什么从来没有失败呢？
Because they clearly understand the grace of God, what they received.
这是因为他们很清楚地了解神给他们的恩典。
You know, like a Joseph.
例如约瑟。
As a young man, he was sold to the Egypt.
当他是一个年轻人的时候，他被卖到埃及地。
Actually, his physical life is ruined.
他在世界上的生命好像就这样被摧毁了。
Physically, free man to the slavery.
因为他从一个自由的人变成一个奴隶。
But no one can take him to be a true slave of this world.
但是没有人能够真正的将他处于这个奴隶的身份。
He wants to live he himself live as a free man in the Gentile land.
因为他在这个外邦地，他还是过着像一个自由的人的
生活。Even though his life circumstance is getting worse and worse,
虽然他身处的环境越来越糟糕
，he loses all the freedom.
他甚至失去全部的自由。
And then he was cast into the prison.
也下到监狱里面。
It seems like he was in the prison for the rest of his life, maybe.
那他也许那时候觉得。要一辈子过在监牢里。
But he never gave up his true freedom in his heart that received from God.
但是他在他心里永远没有弃绝那个从神来的恩典。
Even jail guard can see that God is with him.
连监狱里的长官都知道神与他同在。
But later on, the cupbearer remember him.
那后来酒镇记得他了。
So when he went up and he became a prime minister,
他就有机会变成。一个国家的总理。
When he recalled the dream of the Pharaoh.
那当他为法老王解梦的时候。
Explained this dream.
他为法老王解释他的梦。
He never proud of himself, but he everything he knows everything is belongs to God.
他从来不骄傲，而是说这全部都从神来。
Yet his life to be a prime minister turned to be.
但是后来他成为一个国家的总理。
But yet his heart is not in this country.
但是他的心总不是在那个国家里。
He remembered that his body should not be buried in this country.
他也知道他的躯体并不要葬在这个国家。
So he asked his people.
所以他请求他的百姓。
One day God called us.
他说。有一天神召领我们的时候
bring you back to the land of Canaan,
把我的骨头带回迦南地
bring my bone,
把我的骨头
buried in the land of Canaan,
带到迦南地葬在迦南地
He remembered that this is not, he is not belongs to this country.
他记得他并不属于这个
国家 Even he was in the prime minister.
虽然他是总理
So he always faithful to God.
所以他一辈子向神忠心。
He knows that all the grace received from God is not come from this world, but come from heaven.
他知道他从神得到的恩典是不是从世界上而来，而是从天上而来。
He made his life to be successful. That's why.
他后来他的生命是一个胜利的生命。
I hope that we have the same kind of attitude that we Christians should have.
那希望我们也有同样的一个思想，就是一个基督徒的。
We live in this country, in a country like this kind of comfortable, and we have everything actually.
我们今天活在一个非常舒适的国家里。
Actually, true blessing that actually materially great blessing that we received.
那在物质上，我们得到相当大的祝福。
But we never dwelling in this world.
但是希望我们不要。我们不永远不要住，住在这个世界中。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 49.
我们请翻开诗篇第四十九篇。
Psalm chapter 49.
诗篇第四十九篇。
Psalm 49 verse 20.
第二十节。
Psalm chapter 49 verse 20.
诗篇四十九篇第二十节。
The man in his pomp.Yet without understanding is like the beast that perish.
人在尊贵中而不醒悟，就如死亡的畜类一样。
Sometimes we complain to God, we have no time to serve Him.
有时候我们向神抱怨，我们没有时间来服侍神。
A lot of issue that in the that belongs to in this world.
我们世界中有好多的问题。
Sometimes hard, all these excuses that it seems like a.The issue that enough that we can excuse to from God.
那有时候我们觉得我们生命中有太多的借口，所以不来亲近神。
But actually, we received a great blessing.
但是我们事实上已经得到了这么大的祝福。
I'm sure because some of you visit like a third country.
我们有 有些人已经已经参观了一些第三世界的国家。
Some of you have a chance to see the like a poverty in this world.
那有我们有些人已经看见识过了世界中的贫
穷。You can tell their life how compared with us.
那世界中的贫穷，那我们也可以与他们的生命做比较。
How much we receive the blessing from God?
那比较之下，我们是得到多么大的恩典。
We have to understand the grace of God.
那可是我们必须了解，这都是神的恩典。
We hope that you and I will always faithful to God.
希望我们大家都永远与神忠心。
Put God first in our priority.
把神放为我们生命中的第一。
So never this grace, the given grace can be.Depart from us.
所以这个恩典永远不会离开我们。
So that then surely that blessing remain with us, not only in this time in this world, but after our death also continue this blessing, to be remain with us. Then.
所以神的恩典不但与我们在这个世界中，但是我们死去之后一直与我们同在。
Let us remember always that we were given salvation.
那也让我们常常想到我们的救恩。
This is the most precious blessing.
这是我们最宝贵的一个祝福。
And also we are free from sin.
让我们能够脱离罪恶。
We become a true man of freedom.
当我们能够脱离罪恶，我们就真正成为一个
自由的人。We should not go back to sin again.
那这时候我们要不再回到罪恶之中。
Within him, there's no condemnation. The Paul says.
那保罗也说到，在神中没有审判。
But some people willing to go back to the sin.
但是有些人他们愿意回到罪恶之中。
That we should not do that.
但是我们并不要这
样。And also all kind of the temptation and testing may become approach to us.
那也许我们会经历许多艰难一些试探。
But still we can still stand faithful to God.
但是我们要在神中坚固的站立。
Why? Because we received a great blessing from God.
因为我们从神那里得到这么极大的恩典。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们请翻开哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10,
哥林多前书第十章
verse 13,
第十三节。
Chapter 10 verse 13 says, No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it. And you mentioned that there is a temptation, there is a kind of tribulation, there is a suffering maybe to be allowed to us.
这里告诉我们，我们会遇见试探，是好像很难受的。
But things that we are faced now, things that with the suffering that we have now, actually because we are able to, so God allowed to us in our life.
但是因为我们能够承受这个试探，所以神使我们承受这个试探。
God knows what our capacity.
因为神知道我们到底能够承受多少。
If we endure,
因为我们如果
continue to endure to the end,
我们如果能够忍受到底。
End up, we can overcome it.
我们可以胜过这个试探。
A blessing turned to be double blessing later.
那我们的祝福也会加倍的还给我们。
Then when we read the book of Job,
那当我们读到约伯记的时候
，we find out that Job have gone through a lot of difficulties.
我们看到约伯他必须经历很多的苦难。
Then why God allowed to such kind of tribulation in his life?
为什么神使约伯在生命中有这么多的苦难
？God has confidence on him.
因为神对他有信心。
God knows he can handle it.
神知道他能够承受这些。
That's what the Job chapter 1 mentioned that.
那约伯记第一章就提到这个。
And he knows that God knows that he's the one.Can trust.
那神也知道他能够信任约伯。
Now before we finish, let's look at the Job chapter 1.
所以我们请翻开约伯记第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
约伯记第一章第八节。
And the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless,An upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil. So this is what God says, God talked to Satan.
所以神告诉撒旦说
Have you noticed the one I trust? He is the true the man of fearing God, turn away from evil.
你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯了没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事。
Satan right away testing him.
那撒旦就马上要来试探他。
So God accept this challenge.
所以神就让撒旦来试探他。
If you want to test, go ahead.
他就告诉撒旦，你如果要试探约伯，你可以。
Job never be failed. I know.
因为他有信心，约伯不会
God has such way of confidence on Job.
那神对约伯是有这么大的信心。
End up truly, it turned out to be.
那确实，约伯也是这样的人。
And Job have gone through such a difficult time.
那约伯他承受了很多痛苦。
Actually, it becomes his own blessing later.
那这些他所经历的，后来也变成他的祝福。
So he's given grace not in vain, but to be a very precious later.
他没有忘用神的恩典，那这些恩典后来又加倍的还给他。
Sometimes in our life, we can encounter some difficulties.
那有时候在我们的生命中，我们会体验到一些困苦。
Let us remember, this is a given grace of God.
那让我们记得，这也是神给我们的恩
典。If we will endure now,
如果我们能够承受到底。
If we continue faithful to God,
我们如果能够继续向神忠心。
This is given grace not to be vain, but to become a more blessing turn out to be.
让我们不要徒用神的恩典，那这个恩典会加倍的还给我们。
Sing him 104.
让我们唱诗104首。
Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee, all the fullness of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior.And so